But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose origin is from of old, from days of eternity. And so Bethlehem, the city of the Christ, the city of David. Bethlehem, house of bread. It's there in the name itself. Bethlehem means that. And so what better of a place for Jesus to be born? God has been preparing the bread of life. We need that bread. We need that bread for the life of our souls, and we need that bread for eternal life. He comes to us and is our spiritual bread so that we can be fed and live. Now, it is a truth of life and a truth of medical science that you can have all of the bread in the world and eat as much as you wish, and yet if something has gone wrong with the systems for digesting, you get no nourishment whatsoever and simply waste away. Fact is, God must bless both parts, the bread to you and the receiving of bread. He must bless, because without his blessing, you get none of the benefits. You can sit surrounded by all of the blessings you can imagine and receive nothing. It all goes back to the Creator who chooses to give the blessing day after day. And that truth is reflected in our lives. It is, as Saint Augustine said, there is a God-shaped hole in every human soul. And our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. And we know the truth of this, that without God, we are empty. And being empty, we search for this, we search for that, we search for something to fill, we search for something to satisfy, and you watch around you in the world, people chasing after one thing after another. Perhaps this will satisfy, perhaps that will satisfy. No, still left empty. Again, still that emptiness. And the searching, and the searching, and the pursuing. It leaves us vulnerable to spiritual fraud, to deception, to being led astray, because we are so hungry, so desperate in our need to be filled. And there is only one who can fill. Only one who can satisfy. And so Jesus comes into the world to be our bread of life. A couple of interesting verses to put together from Matthew 4. And Jesus answered, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." And John chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." We cannot be filled but by the Word of God, the bread of life, and Jesus is that living Word, that living bread of life. And so He is born in the town whose name means house of bread. He is the bread of life. But once again about bread, bread is this, the substance from which we draw what we need for life. And you can take that as simply meaning that loaf that is baked and cut, and you have it and use it for sandwiches and whatnot, or you can expand out the definition to mean everything that is your daily bread. Food and drink, house and home. Everything that you need for this body and life. Everything. Bread of life, then. And its various meanings can include the food on the table, the medicine that the doctor gives. The unpleasant intervention that the doctor does when you are in such desperate need of it. That's your bread, your daily bread. Daily bread includes family and friends and all who support and all who care for you. And finally, daily bread must include what you receive from God and what He gives to you when He gives His Son. A child born in a manger, a child in Bethlehem, house of bread. A child to grow up for us, a child to preach the love of God. A child to heal the sick and raise the dead, a child to defend against the forces of evil, a child to go out into the wilderness and spend 40 days without bread and then be tempted. And in that temptation to answer, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And that child teaching us where we draw our life, and that it comes from God and through His Word. And that you can have bread, but if the blessing is not there, it will never be enough. And you can have very little, but if God is there pronouncing His blessing upon you, you should be ready to be amazed at how good He is and how much He actually does give. Jesus, our bread of life. Finally, for Jesus to be our bread of life means that He is the only one who can give His life for the life of the world. Child born in a stable, laid in a manger, must grow up to be a child who then hangs from the cross. To be our bread of life, to call us to God, to restore us, to speak the Word of God into our souls, and in speaking that Word of God into our souls, to take all of the emptiness that can be there and to fill that with the Word of God. To fill anything that is lacking in our lives with the person. The person of the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who gives His life as a ransom for many, who is the life of the world. And Jesus is the only bread that can feed that emptiness and that hunger that is in the world. He is the only solution to a lost world. So Jesus comes into the world and comes into the world as our bread of life, and then there is that very strange paradox. The bread of life struggles with the pangs of hunger. Why would that be? Well, because he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He did not come for the healthy, but for the sick. He did not come for the full, but for the empty. And there is not a single man, woman, or child in this world who is not empty without Jesus. But the way that he fills that emptiness is, well, hear it from the Apostle Paul, who, though he existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant and being found in human likeness, he became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And in Jesus emptying himself for us, he gives us the bread that we need for our souls. How he feeds our souls is he gives us himself. Finally, that is the gift of Christmas, isn't it? It's the gift of Christmas that God gives not the things we need, but the person we need. Not stuff, but a relationship. And calls us back into life. And it is fitting for the bread of life, born in the town, house of bread, then to sit with his disciples at table and break bread and give it to them and say, take, eat, this is my body given for you. He's the bread of life and bread for our soul and the bread of eternity, bread of heaven. On back to John chapter 6, where Jesus says, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life within you. My flesh, which I give for the life of the world, is true bread. He is our bread of life. And realize how serious it is what God was doing on Christmas. Not simply a baby, but a child born to give all that we need to fill the emptiness in the world, to give life, and to give life by giving himself. And so we keep on preparing for Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.